welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Happy Independence Day. That is what July 4th is all about. And one way we make this day special is to hit the backyard grill.
It is the number one day for grilling all across the country and the number one day for beef, of course, as well.
Kaya Twisselman, Director of Consumer Affairs for the Kentucky Beef Council, says many of us will choose beef, and she has a few ideas to share.
Well, I think that what I would recommend for folks is to kind of think outside of the box in terms of grilling out this year. I love a good burger and I love a good steak, but I think something to mix it up and kind of give a little something extra for everybody at the party is think about doing a kebab and grill some good veggies with your beef as well as maybe some fruit as well to kind of give different taste to that palate and a little color to your backyard barbecue too.
She says many grocers will feature beef specials this weekend, so take advantage. And whether it's today or any time at the grill, she says their websites, one being kybeef.com, feature plenty of tips and ideas for backyard grillers.
We're actually featuring about 7 different steaks of summer. So for different steak recipes, it's a great place to go and get inspired, as well as beefiswhatsfordinner.com. There's a whole recipe collection on all of our grilling faves for this summer. Also a great place to look for ideas for different veggies and fruits to also pair with your beef this grill out.
Those sites again, kybeef.com and beefitswhatsfordinner.com. We'll be right back.
The following message is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
My name is Bud. Well, Bud is my nickname. It's short for Before You Dig. No matter how large or small your job is, always call me at least 2 days before you dig. You can reach me by dialing 811. I'll send someone out to locate and mark all the underground utility lines. It's free, quick, easy, and it's the law. Remember to call Bud at 811.
Okay, so you're not going to do anything exotic on the grill today. It's going to be burgers. Kaya Twisselman recommends an 80-20 blend, 80% meat to fat, because it holds together so well. If you'd rather go a little leaner.
Something you can do if you have a 90-10 or a 95-5 mixture is you can actually add in something like an egg or add in some oatmeal, something that will help it really adhesive to itself so that it won't fall apart on the grill.
She says neither really changes flavor that much. If you want to add some zip when patting out the burgers.
One of my favorites is Worcestershire sauce. It's really delicious, adds a lot of flavor. And you can put it right in that mixture when you're putting it together, or maybe something like a soy sauce as well. Very good to change it up a bit.
On when to flip burgers, when one side is done, juices will sort of pool on the top of the patty.
Put it there, walk away for about 4 minutes, come back and look at it, and see if you see those juices and then flip it over.
And happy Independence Day. That's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.